control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be in January, third Tuesday. I don't know what the date is offhand. I'd have to get into the calendar on that, which I had planned on doing, but I didn't. There's also the up-and-coming dinner at Boondocks. That's on the 11th of December at 7 p.m. Everyone is responsible for their own meals. But it's a nice gathering. Everyone gets together and at least get acquainted and visit a little bit. Just a nice collection of hams. Okay, well, with that, let's see. I lost my place in the script here. Anyway, the meeting will be at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. This is for the January and any other meetings afterwards. Everyone is welcome to attend. The name and a radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so, after a couple of minutes, feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in? This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM.
KC2NBU.
Hey, KC2NBU, Ray. N2PFM, George. George, what's going on?
Well, good evening, everybody on the net. We got a temperature here of 55 degrees. Temperature range today was only 51 to 56. Did get a lot of rain and a couple very brief peaks of sun. And, nothing too much happening here today. Mom did take a fall at the nursing home. Called about that, but she was all right. Thank God, didn't break anything or whatever. So I'm glad of that. Well, you're going to see it tomorrow. Thank God bless. 73 is N2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, I hope everything is okay with her and no injuries or anything that's catastrophic. Hey, you have a fine evening. Take care. 73. KC2NBU. Ray, how you doing?
Good. Just got in from Rochester. We're got 59 degrees up on the hill here, and it's unbelievably warm out there. Boy, it's amazing for November. I'm sure we won't be saying this a week from now. Over.
I guess so. I looked at the temperature earlier, and I was quite surprised. I think it was 57. I haven't checked it recently. I know it's probably hanging around there because of the cloud cover and what have you, but boy, I'll tell you what. We have haven't had a heavy downpour, and I hope we don't, but we've had steady rain all day long, so not too good for driving. It's kind of a nuisance in a way, but well, at least you keep the wipers going, keep the windshield clear. So, well, I hope your trip back from Rochester was smooth, and no special events that went on.
No, it rained awfully hard on the way out. It actually slowed the traffic on the thruway down to under the speed limit for a while. But I use that Rain-X rain clear stuff on the windshield, and makes all the difference of whether you can see or not in a downpour. I wouldn't be without it. Over.
Roger on the Rain-X. Yeah, I've been using that in my truck and in my wife's car for a good number of years now. It's worth a little bit extra for it. In most cases, you can drive without putting the wipers on. It just seems to repel the water, and it's a whole lot easier for the wipers to deal with when it has to. Okay, well, let's make another call. Ray, you have a good evening. Stay dry. 73. And we'll make another call. Looking for further check-ins, or more check-ins. This is N5AOW. Well, my day was calm, cool, collected, and dry. Stayed in the house all day, never did get outside, and I only take that back. Momentarily, a few minutes, went out in the shed for something. Other than that, I stayed inside and stayed dry, occupied myself on the computer, did some HF, spent a little time that way, and just had a good day, relaxed. Well, about all you can do when it's rainy out, do the inside projects that you probably wouldn't get to when the weather was good. Okay, I'll make another call. This is N5AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for additional check-in. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Ray and George for checking in. All those that listen. 73 to all, and 5AOW clear.
DOG, KC2H3.
KA2DOG here.
Yeah, just want to say good night, honey.
Okay, that should be sleeping for now.
Raining like crazy up here.
I just took the dog out about 15 minutes ago. Wasn't doing anything.
Okay, talk to you tomorrow. KC2HS clear.
A2DOG clear.
To the United County. Stand by one. I have to get the phone.
KC2NBU.
We'll try it again. This is KA2NZ for the United County. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome, of course. And as always, please wait till the tail drops on your repeater. And come then, please.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you for checking in as always, much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations with or without traffic. Okay, Ray, thanks for the check-in, much appreciated. 7-3, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2 Zavins.